All right, got a very special guest joining me in studio this morning. Scott Flory is here with the USASC Saskatchewan Huskies. Thanks for coming down this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. Appreciate having me.
You guys have, and I don't know, maybe there's a story behind this. This get is huge. You and I were just saying, I mean, this guy is a huge name south of the border, let alone we've got him here. The Dog's Breakfast this year, coming up shortly, has got Super Bowl champion Sean Payton.
Yeah, yeah, current NFL head coach, not a retired guy, not a, just through connections, and a big part of that was Kelly Chase and his connection down there of, you know, shoulder tapping. We've had a bunch of great guests in the past and have people lined up and all that kind of stuff, but to get a current NFL head coach, you know, the opportunity was there, and we couldn't miss out, and so appreciative of Sean Payton coming up to, you know, buying some time for us and coming all the way up to Saskatoon. It might be his first and his last time ever in the city. You never know. So we'll try to make it as memorable as possible.
Well, for sure. I mean, this is a memorable event. This is a huge event for the Huskies. You guys kind of unveil the new recruits, and it's exciting kind of boost for the program, hey?
Yeah, big time. I mean, this was started 20-some years ago just as a small little, you know, our former head coach, BT, just to try and raise a little bit of money for scholarships and for our student-athletes. And, you know, as university football players, it's a full-time job going to school, and it's a full-time job on top of that with the training and all the stuff that we require of them. And this is a great opportunity for us in the spring, too, to be able to announce and show the new recruits and to show the connection to the city, the love and the support that we have. I mean, you know, it's pretty remarkable. Football's a big deal here in this province, and we like to – you know, I think we're a pretty successful program, and we try to do that and try to show, be a first-class event, and that's what this is. I mean, 1,500 people in Prairieland Park, a current NFL head coach. I mean, it's a big deal.
And, of course, you guys were oh so close last year. Kind of how's the season looking ahead already? You got your mind on the goals here? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, it's man, football's tough, right? It's one of those one-hit, it's one game. It's 3 hours. You got to be great. And, yeah, we lost in the playoffs last year. You know, we made it to a couple championships there a couple years before that. And we're doing our best, man. We got a great group of young men. We got a really good recruiting class coming in here this year. There's a tons of talent here in this province. We're going to have three, maybe four guys drafted in the CFL here in a couple weeks as well. So we got some really good young men, and we're just trying to put the pieces together and trying to do our best to make everybody proud and represent the, you know, this city, this province, and our school.
What do you think it is? Like, why is it that the Huskies, Saskatchewan, we're always so competitive year in and year out? What is the advantage?
Man, we got 100 years of tradition of excellence, really. You know, this football program has been around for over 100 years now. And standards, you know, I think that football's important. We've got facilities and supporters. And, I mean, like I said, we get this Dog's Breakfast. 1,500 people come out for bacon and eggs to support us. You know what I mean? Like, and it's important. And that resonates. So when I go to Calgary and I go to Winnipeg and I go to Vancouver to try and recruit young men, and obviously within the province, like, They know our brand. They recognize how important it is, and football matters. I mean, we had over 10,000 people out to our homecoming game last year. Like, it's important. You know, you can see that with the support of the riders within the province, right? So we're trying to do our part with some outstanding young men and trying to teach them some values and go to school, get an education, and what they do with their lives beyond that is up to them. But we try to do our best to make sure they're better on the way out than they are when they come in.
Do you think some of the players, do you guys get extra time with Sean Payton, or is it just, it's the breakfast and...
Yeah, I'll get a little bit, like we'll have a dinner the night before, things like that. You know, maybe we'll be able to pick his brain a little bit.
For sure, hey?
Run through some scenarios or, hey, so in the Super Bowl, you're on the 8-yard line, you know, what are you calling? You know, like things like that. He's an offensive guy, I'm an offensive guy, so that I think that'll be really cool.
Nice. And of course, it's so cool that he's coming here. And there's a couple of switch-ups too at the Dog's Breakfast, the big 50-50 as well, hey?
Yeah, no, I think there's a few tickets left. I would encourage people to go to Dog's Breakfast YXC. If there is seats left, man, this thing will be sold out for sure. It's just a matter of when. And then we've also partnered with the Saskatchewan Rough Rider Football Foundation and what they do with their 50-50. So they got to Chase the Ace, and they do the 50-50s through Rider Games. So we partner with them. It's a big platform. I don't know what the 50-50s at. It was over 12,000-13,000, I think, this morning. You know, and they can go on through Tap 50-50 and buy 50-50 tickets. As long as you're in the province, anywhere you are listening to this, get your 50-50 tickets, because that'll go support the program as well.
Thursday, May 2nd at Prairie Land Park, the Dog's Breakfast featuring Sean Payton, Scott Flory. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you having me down here. It's awesome.